Proverbs 13:3 says, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." I believe most human beings have to learn that there is a time to keep quiet, and that you don't have to tell everyone everything that you know. It's sort of cute when little kids do that sort of thing, but parents rarely miss the opportunity to rebuke little Johnny when he says something he shouldn't. When I was a kid, a distant relative came by the house for a visit. He'd just gotten out of prison for a nonviolent criminal offense and had served about 18 months. He was one of those guys who should have never gone to prison, but he'd just made a bad choice right out of high school. He'd started a new life as he made a visit to our home and working as a salesman. My dad wanted to help him get started, I suppose. And I believe he really did need what he was selling, so Dad invited him over to the house. And my mom had explained to us kids the situation and told us to be on our best behavior. But my little brother seemed very intrigued by the fact that our visitor had been to prison. But he didn't say anything at the time that Mom talked to us. So when our guest arrived, he was treated like family and not like a door-to-door salesman. After all, he wasn't a complete stranger. So he joined us in the family room for a lemonade or a tea or something. And we started to chat and make small talk, and after a few minutes there was a short pause, and my brother thought it was a good time to add his two cents to the conversation. He says, "So, how did you like prison?" I thought my mom would pass out, and I have expected my dad to whip out his belt right then and there, but after my parents blushed with embarrassment and told my brother to cease his friendly interrogation, our guest broke the ice and said, "I didn't like it at all." And then there was some nervous laughter, and that's about all I can remember about that visit. But I know that that story's gotten lots of laughs at other family gatherings through the years. It was funny because my clueless brother was as cute as Spanky on Little Rascals. And everyone knew he meant no harm. And I'm glad to report that he's grown up to be a very respectful adult and doesn't act like that most of the time these days. But it's not cute when an adult who just will not think before speaking acts like that. People will say that such a person lacks a filter. And I've heard people even brag about not having a filter. One 20-something year old lady was being rude on a regular basis in a church that I pastored years ago, and I saw her and heard her say some downright hurtful things to her own parents right in front of people there, and she put others in very uncomfortable positions as she just ran her mouth without any concern for the ramifications of the things she was saying. And I asked her one day, I said, "Do you realize how often you hurt people and cause unnecessary discomfort with your words?" She responded, "Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize for being who I am. I just say what's on my mind, and that's how I've always been." And I said, "Well, I'll do the same thing then and tell you that every time you do that, you remind me of Proverbs 17:28, which says, 'Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.'" After another incident where she forced me to confront her and deal with her, she left the church and has never spoken to me since. And I have no idea how her life turned out in the 25 years since that happened. But I do know that she needed to be confronted with God's word on the matter. I'd also warned her about what the Bible says about those who dishonor their parents. I hope she heeded God's word on these matters. But that's really all we can do. We need to keep our own mouths in check and practice what I referred to in the previous devotional as mouth control. But we also need to have the courage to be faithful to confront fools with the Word of God, and then let His Spirit do the work of changing people who are fulfilling this proverb. It's not always easy, but that's what a genuine disciple of Jesus Christ would do when necessary. Simply warn people, "He that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction."